kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Shooting for basketball naman ang kanilang kinahihiligan. Kaya naman kumustahin natin at kilalanin natin ang ating guest ngayong umaga na naku, maagang gumising para makasama po tayo at may bahagi ang kwento ng kanilang grupo. Kumustahin natin ang ating mga guest, isa-isahin po natin sila para mas makilala natin. Una, batiin muna natin ang founder ng Filipino Bowlers Club, si Neil Tekin. Neil, magandang umaga.
Good morning po, and of course, SBS community, good morning po sa lahat.
Ayan, at syempre ang may bahay ng ating founder na si Kerry Arapo. Kerry, maayong buntag. Good morning.
Maayong buntag and good morning to all the listeners.
Ayan. At syempre, kasama din natin yung mga magagaling nating mga basketball players. Mamaya tatanong natin ano ba sekreto para maging isang magaling na basketball player, no? Si of course, kasama natin si Luis. Luis na lang daw, wag Luisito, no?
Oo, oh, masyadong luma yung pangalan. Magandang umaga po sa ating mga listeners sa SBS.
Ayan, si Luis Between, senior, and siya daw yung pinaka-oldest at regular player. Pwede ba sabihin natin mature na lang, no? Wag na yung oldest. Okay lang ba?
Pwedeng ageless na lang.
Oh, ageless na lang, ayan. At syempre, ang atin yung mga players, regular FBC player, Mark De Castro. Magandang umaga, Mark.
Good morning, everyone po.
Ayan, napakaganda naman. Napakalamig naman ang boses ni Mark. Pwedeng pang-radio, no? And of course, player from season 1 up to the present, si Mark Poon. Hindi po niya kamag-anak, si Richard Poon. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning po. Good morning,
ayan,
po sa lahat.
Welcome to SBS Filipino. Thank you so much sa inyong oras. Alam ko kapag weekend, family day, or meron kayong gagawin. But of course, nandito kayo para i-share yung story about sa ating grupo na Filipino Bowlers Club. Pero bago ang lahat, ano muna ang kwento? Bakit ba kayo nandito sa Australia? Let's start with Neil.
All right. So firstly, we plan to go here in Australia just to study. And then, yes, so we just love Australia. And then, yeah, we're working on our field po as a civil engineer. And same thing with my missus then. So,
oh, wow. Ingeniero. Engineer.
So, yun. And then, nagustuhan namin. And of course, we stayed here in Australia po.
Ah, so una, naging estudyante muna kayo.
Yes po, yes.
Tapos after, doon yes. Na kayo nag-settle. Nag-decide na dito sa Australia. Anong nagustuhan yung una-una about Australia?
Of course, yung income.
Oo, ibang iba.
So, I started really from scratch here. Dati sa Pilipinas, I was a construction manager, pero nung dumating kami dito sa Australia, I couldn't find na yung related mo as construction manager. Oh. So I started from any jobs. Mm-mm. Kahit ano, I remember those days na basta makasurvive lang.
Oo. Anong mga trabaho yun, Neil? Kung pwede
yes,
mo i-share, kung okay lang.
Of course.
Maraming makakarelate kasi.
Nagsimula ako as a cleaner. Hindi ko ikakaya yan. And then courier as a driver. Ano pa ba yun? Dami pa, siguro.
Hindi then, mo na maalala. Sa construction din, trading.
Construction. I was a tradie then. I was a labor kasi nangyari, I applied as a construction manager. Hindi ako matanggap. I tried to apply site civil engineer. Hindi rin matanggap. So, supervisor, hindi rin matanggap. Kahit sa foreman, hindi rin matanggap. So, I decided na I'll try to apply as a labor. And then, yun, natanggap sa wakas.
Wow.
Pero I take out away of my pride na kahit doon sa Pilipinas na okay yung buhay mo as a civil engineer, pero dito sa Australia, you have to be open-minded and accept the reality and then just keep going.
True. We all start from scratch. Lahat ng mga lumipat dito, kahit doktor ka man o engineer ka sa Pilipinas, kung ano man naabot mo, you really have to start from scratch.
Of course, yes.
Pero nakapasok ka na sa iyong field.
Yes.
So nag-aral ka ba? Para
nag-aral ako ng Master's in Construction Engineering Management. And then, naka-work ako ngayon sa council as a senior team leader. So,
wow!
It's good.
Grabe din yung blessing, no?
Dami, na-remember ko dati na, no, sa hospital kasi, madaming mga engineers, mga doctors, and then, anong tawag niyan, sabi nila, mga nag-ano sila, nag-work as a cleaner, pero sabi nila, Neil, huwag ka nalang mag-engineer. So, kasi the same, ano lang naman, the same pay. Sabi ko, hindi siguro yan possible kasi, of course, if an engineer ka and cleaner, magkaiba yung work eh. So, may ibang obligation. So, sabi ko, I just keep on moving forward. So, yun. Wow. Never give up.
Never give up. Dadatingin tayo sa konting tiis lang.
Konting tiis lang.
Ang good thing about Filipinos, we are resilient kahit saan tayo ilagay.
Correct, yes. Oh,
Neil, thank you for sharing that. Ayan, I'm sure maraming nakaka-relate sa story mo, no? And also, Luis, anong kwento?
Actually, galing ako ng Dubai.
Ah, from Dubai to Australia.
Moving equipment mechanic.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And then, I try here.
Mm-mm. Nag-apply ka lang?
Binuenas naman.
Oh, wow.
May biglang sponsor.
Mm-mm.
So, transfer here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 2013 January.
Okay. So, sa Dubai, kasama mo na din yung pamilya mo?
Hindi. Ako lang.
Kasi mahirap doon.
3 years akong mag-isa doon.
Oh. Then you had an offer in Australia, sponsored visa pa, including your family.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, so. Pero ano lang, as a working visa, including the family.
Oh.
Until now, I'm 482 working visa.
Oh. Yeah, but that's great, no?
Yeah, as long as you have your sponsor.
Oh.
And my field is
mahirap.
Rare.
Rare. Oh.
So every time you transfer, you get a sponsor. Easy.
Oh, so mechanic, no?
Yeah.
Equipment mechanic. So yung mga ano natin diyan kababayan.
Bihira kasi yung equipment mechanic na dito sa kanila.
Oo.
So kailangan
nila ng, puti ganyan. So kailangan
meron man nasa mining.
Nasa
malaki ang sweldo.
Ah, okay.
Mas malaki pera ora doon.
Pero ang alam ko, pagiging mechanic dito, ano din daw, maganda ang sahod.
Talaga.
Oh. Ayan.
Actually, mechanical engineering ako sa Pilipinas.
Oo. Pero pwede din ba ikaw mag-shift? Kunwari, from being a mechanical equipment engineer, magiging ano ka, mechanical engineer, pwede ba yun? Kailangan mo mag-aral ulit?
Dito kasi kailangan mo i-registered ka.
Ah,
so
registered.
You need to, I think, 6 months
para maging
registered as a mechanical engineer. Kaya lang maraming kalaban. Sa tagal ko na dito, so alam ko kung
may
saan
kompetensya. Well, but thank you for sharing that, Luis. No, sa mga gustong pasukin din yung side na yan, no, sa engineering at sa mechanical equipment, no. Puntahan niyo si Luis. Hanapin niyo siya, manghingi kayo ng tip. At syempre naman dito sa kabilang side, si Mark De Castro. Mark, kumusta? Anong kwento natin?
Originally from Singapore po ako. I was there for 5 years.
Okay.
And then I moved here po because of my girlfriend now, my wife na po. She's studying here. Tapos, I have a really good company po, yung IROP. So, sponsored po lahat yung transfer ko here.
Wow.
So, as a 482 visa as well.
Para sa'yo talaga.
Yeah,
diba?
Ang hirap din po talaga.
Oo.
So, yun po.
Matagal na din ba kayong ikaw na lumipat from Singapore to here?
5 years in Singapore from here. Nearly 3 years na po ako here.
Oo.
So, nagpakasal, nagkaanak na din po
dito. Oh, nice.
And all of those 3 years... Nasa FBC League po kaagad din ako.
Ah.
So when I moved from Singapore, pagdating ko, naghanap kaagad ako ng basketball league.
Oo.
So nag-pop up kaagad sa FBC. Okay.
Dito na tayo. Hindi talaga mawawala yung basketball, no?
Yun na po yan.
Sa Singapore ba, in terms of lifestyle, saan ba mas maganda tumira? Singapore or Australia? Based on your experience na naman.
For me po, I think mas healthy sa Singapore.
Talaga?
In terms of portion of food.
Sa pagkain.
Portion of food. Tapos lahat, ang papayat ng tao. Kasi
fit sila.
Fit talaga sila. Tapos the way they eat, pagkakain, lahat tea palagi. Hot tea.
After ng meal.
After ng meal. And the weather as well. Same as Philippines. Konting lakad, papawisan ka. Maglakad ka maghapon, di ka papawis.
Kaya nga, kailangan mag-basketball araw-araw para pumayat.
Papawisan ka dito Sunday na lang. Kasi the rest of the week, mag-work ka.
Well, in terms naman sa when it comes to income, kasi alam ko malaki din yung sweldo sa Singapore.
It's almost the same po.
Yeah,
it's almost
okay.
The same naman po. Yun lang po talaga yung reason kaya ako nag-book kasi yung wife.
Dahil sa pag-ibig.
Pag-ibig siya. I think more on sa ano po, mahirap mag-PR doon.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Tsaka, ayun po, siguro main reason is mahirap talaga mag-PR doon compared to here. Lalo na if you have a sponsor, mas madali po.
In terms of raising a family naman, tingin mo, is it much better in Australia?
Much better in Australia. Education, education is Singapore, we know. Education in Singapore is really good. Mm-hmm. I think in terms of, ano po, school, mas mabilis mag-pasok dito. Tsaka yung healthcare.
Mas maganda dito.
Mas maganda po dito.
Oh, wow. Thanks for sharing that, Mark. Alam, at least may idea tayo, no? At yung mga kababayan din natin na nasa gitna. Saan ba ako, sa Singapore o sa Australia? At syempre si Mark din, ating isang Mark, no? Mark Poon. Mark, kumusta?
Okay,
anong kwento natin?
So, nag-start po yan sa, galing din po akong Dubai.
Ay,
so,
naku, from Dubai with love.
Yes, so nag-work po ako sa Brunetti Dubai. Nag-open po yung Brunetti sa Dubai.
Mm-mm.
Tapos pumunta po yung mga boss sa Dubai.
Mm-mm.
To introduce the products. And then, nag-work po kami alongside with the executive chef, pastry chef actually. And then, nagustuhan nila kami ng wife ko.
Mm-mm.
And then, bago sila umalis, sinabihan nila kami na after 1 year, kung gusto nyo, sponsoran namin kayo.
Oh, wow!
So, nangyari naman po, yeah, after 1 year, kinontak nila kami. And tinanong nila, ano, gusto nyo ba mag-move ng Melbourne, Australia? Mm. So, sabi, of course.
Oo, di ba? Oo.
So, yun po. Nag-resign kami sa Dubai. Bumalik kami ng Philippines for 2 months.
While well, waiting.
Yes.
Oo. Wow. So, Brunetti is actually talagang from Australia. Australian brand siya.
Australia, oh, yeah.
Ah,
Australia.
Okay.
Ang may-ari po nung nasa Dubai is iba.
Parang iba franchise. Din, parang franchise. Wow! Napakaswerte! And you're enjoying Australia so far. Ilang years
yes,
ka na
yes.
nga dito?
So, we came here 2011.
Ah, matagal na din!
Yeah.
Oo. So, dito na talaga yung buhay ninyo ng iyong missis?
Yes. At nag-stick po kami sa Brunetti kasi sila po yung nag-sponsor sa amin.
Yes, oo. And you're happy, of course.
Yes, very happy.
So, marami ka ba mga Italian dyan ng mga recipes?
Marami.
Ay, ayan. Thank you for sharing that. Ayan, Mark. At syempre, itong grupo naman, no, paano ba nabuo itong Filipino Ballers Club? At paano din kayo nagkakilala? Dahil din ba sa basketball, Neil?
Oo. So, actually, nabuo yung Filipino Ballers Club after sa COVID.
Ah.
Talaga.
Okay.
So yung wala talagang kami intentions na magbuo kami ng club or organization.
Mm-hmm.
Ano lang kami noon, nag-casual game.
Laro-laro.
Tapos, naglaro-laro lang. Nag-invite ako ng mga kaibigan ko. And then, I posted it in Pinoy's in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, nung pumunta, siguro mga 80 players nung pumunta after that week.
Wow!
Oo, so nabigla din ako, paano kayo po i-accommodate to na isang court? Buti na lang, bagong yung court, so at least marami siyang, marami pang courts available doon. And then, noon, sabi nila, Neil, ang dami na natin. Like, probably, magpaliga ka. Sabi ko, Mrs., kaya-kaya natin to, kasi medyo busy eh.
Mm-mm.
And then, sabi ko sa kanila, sige, we'll try this, pero I need your support, guys, kasi hindi namin kaya, siguro, kasi bago lang.
Yes.
And, pero gusto talaga ako, passionate kami ni Mrs. Na, like to have this basketball club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yun.
80 players, minito si ganun ang interest ng mga Pinoy.
Kasi after COVID, di ba walang laro sa,
exactly,
ng basketball?
Exactly,
so, parang tama siya ba? Proper, like, right timing,
timing
talaga.
Right timing,
Pero walang intentions talaga na mag-club or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun lang.
So, masasabi mo na around 80 members din, yung mga 80 players din or more yung ating mga members sa ating club.
Oh, so, currently we have,
We
started 80.
Started.
Ah, so ngayon, ang dami na.
Super dami na.
Wow.
So, nagsimula kami 8 teams dati, and then now we're 19 teams.
Oh, okay.
So, siguro more or less mga 300 players siguro joining sa basketball club every Sunday.
Paano sila inahati or ginugrupo-grupo?
First, umiinom lang ako ng Panadol muna. Sakit sa ulo. And then I try to draft them based on their skill set and then distribute ko sila so every team. So, better talaga na may casual game para at least malaman ko yung mga laro nila para at least competitive pa rin yung game kahit papaano. So, yun.
Ano ba yung satisfaction, guys, kapag nakapag-basketball tayo?
Siyempre, pag nag-champion.
Yun. Two-times champion pala. Two-time champion. Ang group ni
back to back, yeah.
Wow. So, yun yung goal natin, yung makuha yung trophy or yung championship na title.
That's the goal, but the main thing is the friendship.
Oo, yung friendship.
Yung gathered ka ng more friends, gathered ka ng di mo kakilala, makakilala mo.
At nakahanap ka ng community mo, di ba?
Yun talaga. Kasi pumunta ako dito, wala akong kakilala.
True.
nakakakilala ako through basketball. Yes. Mm-hmm. I go to community basketball, all Australian day.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's the time you can meet Filipino. Oh, you go join there.
Sa tingin nyo ba guys, bakit ba yung basketball parang malaking bahagi talaga siya ng Filipino culture kahit na nandito na yung mga Pilipino sa Australia? Anyone can answer? Sinong gusto? Mark?
Sure po.
Mark D?
I think ever since sa Philippines kasi, family, para siyang part of the family na talaga. Like your tito, uncle, or yung lolo mo po, mapapanood nyo na po siyang naglalaro.
Oo.
So parang nasa roots mo na siya na gusto mo maging kagaya ni, ng father
ni tito.
Mo. Ni tito. Or anyone else. So, nag-carry over na po siya sa'yo. Until sa pagdating ng high school, elementary, you want to prove yourself na kaya ko ma-achieve yung mga na-achieve ng tito and titos mo po. So, I think, yun po yan eh. Yun po yung parang nananalaytay na sa dugo namin. Mm-hmm. Watching din na nanonood din ng Hinebra, yung mga ganun, diehard
pure foods.
Pure foods. So, parang as a personality mo na din yung basketball.
Oh, oh.
Hindi lang siya sport. Parang part of lifestyle na siya. Part of your outlet na din po siya.
Correct. So, sa pamilya nyo, yung tatay mo nagbabasketball, yung uncle mo nagbabasketball, si lolo ay nagbabasketball.
Everyone po.
So, yung anak mo din ba ay
plano po.
Ayun!
Papasok sa FBC Kids again pagdating ng one-year-old.
Yes, of course. Totoo yan. Kasi ako no, personally, just to share, yung daddy ko, meron siyang, kasi nagbabasketball din siya sa company nila dati sa Pilipinas to. Tapos, nanonood kami and then I think yung kuya ko nagbasketball din. Tapos, lagi kami nanonood ng mga, ng PBA. Diba? Yun yung lagi natin pinap. Tapos, yung team niya is Pure Foods. So, talagang kami lahat, buong pamilya kapag gabi na, nakatuto kami pagkatapos ng dinner. Merong basketball. Pati yung lola ko nanonood. So, it's a family thing. No? Parang family business talaga yung basketball. How about sa inyo, Mark? Mark P. Sa tingin mo, bakit sa bahagi talaga ng ating kultura yung basketball?
Hindi mo na matatanggal yan eh. Kasi, habang lumalaki ka, yung talagang kalalakihan mo sa Pilipinas.
Mm-mm.
Kumbaga, from school, sa intrams,
kasali ka
doon
din.
Doon magsisimula yan eh.
Oo.
Tapos high school, magiging player ka ng school mo.
Mm-mm.
Kakalaban mo yung mga ibang schools. And then, yun. Hanggang sa college. Tapos doon sa subdivision nyo.
Oo, sa mga liga-liga.
Liga-liga din yan. Intercolor.
Oo. Neil, sa ano ba, sa inyong grupo, ano yung mga naririnig mong kwento? Bakit silang, alam mo yun, pumasok o naghanap ng basketball team nung nandito na sila sa Australia?
Ano, kasi passion talaga ng mga Filipino players eh. And then as what we've noticed sa mga inquiries namin, like they try, like where are you guys located? Like pwede ba kaming makilaro? Kasi bago lang kami dito.
Mm.
So yun, so we try to accommodate them.
So yun naman Kuya Luis, ano yung kwento sa basketball? Bakit parang nahilig ka sa basketball?
Actually,
at nasa dugo na din ba? Pati ba yung tatay
actually,
mo?
Actually, sa family namin, ako lang eh.
Ah!
Oh, nung maliit pa ako, na-remember, yung tatay ko kasi hindi naman actually player, pero Hinebra fan siya eh. Jaworski fan.
Okay.
So, nanonood siya. Nanonood lang din ako.
Oo.
Hanggang sa, yun, mostly kahit hindi talaga player, nanonood ng basketball eh.
Totoo.
Pilipino eh.
Oo.
Pag sinabing Pilipino, sigurado basketball. Manunod ng basketball yan. Marunong manood. Marunong mag... Kahit hindi siya marunong maglaro, marunong siya mag-analyze ng basketball.
True. Oo. Parang feeling ko lahat tayo nagiging ano talaga, parang part talaga ng ating buhay yung basketball. No?
Siya yung number one sports talaga.
Oo. Oo. Kahit hindi ka player.
Kahit hindi ka marunong maglaro, nanunod talaga sila eh.
Oo. Ano kaya yung nasa basketball?
Yun.
Exciting. Exciting
excitement,
kasi, no?
I think.
Oo. Oo. True. Oo. Ito naman, paano nyo ino-incorporate yung tradisyon natin bilang Pilipino sa mga tournaments nyo? Meron ba tayong mga, alam mo yon yung mga, nagdadala ba tayo ng mga Filipino food or may mga Filipino music pa during your games? Carrie, gusto mong mag-share? Go ahead. Para marinig namin yung magandang tinig.
Yes, definitely po. We have Filipino music during during the games.
Oh.
Actually, the games are very loud because we have the music plus the families who are joining.
Oh, oh.
And then most of the teams, especially yung mga teams na matagal na sila magka-team,
mm-hmm.
the families will bring food. Mm-hmm. So parang after the game, they will go outside of the stadium and then kakain sila, nagpipiknik.
Ah,
and,
wow.
And share food. Usually mga pansit, lumpia.
Oo, nakakamiss yung
yes. Ganun. And then, although recently we have some players na hindi Filipino, mm-hmm. but still, me and Neil, we try to incorporate Filipino music din.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
During the games. So, para very fun and lively din.
Mm-mm. At parang nasa Pilipinas lang yung
parang
feeling.
Parang nasa Pilipinas
kasi
talaga.
Kasi nakakamiss talaga, no, yung ating buhay doon. I mean, like, mm-hmm. ito, basketball, yes. o yung environment doon, mm-hmm. ganyan.
And I forgot to mention, we also have commentators din.
Ah, na mga Pinoy din.
Oh, parang oh, parang totoong PBA game oh, talaga oh. yung league namin.
Ah.
So, may commentator kami na local mm-hmm. in English, then meron ding Tagalog. So, it's really diverse.
Oh, oh. So, even yung mga hindi na kakaintindi ng Filipino, pwedeng maintindihan yung laro kasi nga may English translation.
Oh, may English. Oh,
oh.
But
wow.
so far, yung mga sumasali na hindi Pinoy, they're very open. Mm-mm. Open po sila. So,
so meron din mga non-Pinoy?
Yes, we slowly allowed kasi some teams need nila ng big man.
Okay.
It's part of the strategy din sa team and to help them as well mm-mm. na they can compete against the other teams equally.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. So ayun, narinig po natin na meron nila din palang mga non-Filipino na sumasali. So kayo din ba ay nakapaglaro na sa parang all-Filipino tournament or league dito sa Australia? And ayun na nga, what was it like for you guys? Playing with your, no, same mga kababayan natin. Competitive ba ang mga Pinoy pagdating sa basketball? Meron bang mga, alam mo yun, yung parang napaka-tight ng competition, meron bang intense ba yung ganyan?
Every game ng
talaga.
Pilipino talaga is like gusto lahat manalo.
Oh. It's a serious matter talaga.
Yeah, serious matter. Uh-oh. It's like pag nanalo kami rito, kami pinakamagaling, parang ganun.
Oo. Wow.
Mostly ganun ng pag Pilipino competition. Mostly ganun eh.
Mm-mm.
Ganun ng iniisip nila. Pero as a sports sportsman,
mm-mm.
kahit na magbanggaan niya sports talaga as in basketball, no, you know basketball hindi naman kagaya ng chess yan na walang hawakan eh.
Oh, oh.
Doon talaga physically pero walang napipikon. Yun ang gusto ko sa
yun,
basketball.
Yun yung gusto ko din itanong. Meron bang mga ganong factor na nagkakapikunan?
Rare siya.
Rarely lang.
Rare yung may pikon. Pero as long as dito, magmula nung naglaro ako, as in wala pa eh.
Mm-mm.
Wala pa akong
that's good. Oh.
Na-experience sa akin.
Oh.
Ewan ko sila.
Kayo ba? Meron ba mga pikon moments?
Meron din naman in the middle of the game. Pero at the end of the game, kamayan eh. Parang magbabatihan pa rin.
Mm-hmm.
Walang ano.
Walang bad blood.
Wala.
Oh. So it's just a game
kasi
at the end of the day.
Papawis lang tayo dito eh.
Oh.
So next Sunday ulit, ganun.
Yes. Ito naman, at sa experience nyo ba, meron marami di ba mga Australiano, yung mga ibang non-Pinoy na mahilig sa basketball? Kasi alam ko Pinoy talaga, number one fan ng basketball yan. Neil?
Yes. Actually, sa Australia, napansin ko, it's getting, yung basketball is getting bigger eh.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of Australians, like, talagang very keen
mm-hmm.
na maglaro sa basketball din.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as what Kerry said a while ago, may mga different ethnicities na din na naglaro sa amin. May
mm-hmm.
mga Chinese, Australians, may mga Indians, may mga
Vietnamese.
Wow! Multicultural na talaga, din. Diverse.
Oh. So, it's good. Like, it's getting bigger. Basketball is known already for everyone here in Australia.
Mm-hmm. So, tingin nyo ba, do you see basketball as a way to bridge yung Filipino and iba't ibang kultura together?
Hmm.
Tingin nyo?
Yes po, definitely. In our modern age, we need to be very diverse and very inclusive.
That's right.
Okay. Yes, and dapat walang a separation.
Oh.
Kasi I always believe that we can learn from them din.
True.
And then, especially for Filipinos who are new in Melbourne or in Australia, they are able to network din.
Mm-hmm.
Because with Neil's experience, yung mga job niya before, nung bago pa kami, galing yun lahat sa friends sa basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm proud to say na he was able to get some jobs dahil mm-hmm. sa basketball.
So connection talaga. No?
Connections talaga. Which is what we want to promote din, especially sa mga bagong mga kakarating lang sa mm-hmm. Australia na you're not alone and there are a lot of people that can help you din.
Oo. Yes. Oo. Maganda yun kasi parang hindi lang tayo, hindi lang yung Filipinos lang. Alam mo yun, yung parang tayo lang, tayo-tayo lang. Yes. We are open, inclusive tayo sa iba't ibang kultura. At wini-welcome din nila, din natin sila sa ating kultura. Basketball is parang, it's a family affair. Nakikita nyo ba yung mga pamilyang sumasama din talaga kapag may game and nag-cheer sila doon sa sideline? Yung, alam mo yun, yung parang, parang nasa Pilipinas lang. Yeah?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Daming mga titos and titas, mga wives, mga kapatid, parang Pilipinas lang talaga. Kulang na lang siguro yung bato kasi magbabatuhan sa atin eh.
Di ba? May mga ano ba yung banner, mga pa-banner?
May mga siguro may mga pom-poms dati pom-poms. Na nagdadala ng pom-poms.
Grabe yun. To the next level ang support, no? May mga cheerleader ba? Baka may opening kayo dyan.
Usually, yung mga wives.
Yung mga wives. Oo.
Yung mga number one cheerleaders.
Yes. Yung mga anak din, no?
Anak din.
Oo. Nakikita niyo din ba yung mga second generation, mga Filipino-Australians, yung mga dito na pinanganak? Do they pick up the same passion for basketball? Like, you said, Mark, di ba plano mo yung anak mo, kailangan mag-basketball ka? Kailangan nasa DNA na natin yan.
Alba, I think nakikita ko po siya sa FBC Kids previous last year season. Andun po lahat yung mga bata. Parang mga 3, 4, 5 years old. Sobrang competitive na din po nila talaga.
Wow.
Sobrang, ano po talaga.
Na-inspire ka.
Nakaka-inspire. Tsaka, ano, sobrang amazing lang po talaga. Makikita mo bata as early as their age. Marunong mag-dribble. Ang galing mag-layup. Ang galing mag-shoot.
Wow.
Tapos, even babae po, magaling din talaga mag-basketball.
Oo.
Na mga bata.
Oo. So, pwedeng-pwede yung ating mga Pinoy kids na dito na pinanganak na pasukin ng basketball, no? Ito naman, what roles naman does the club play in helping new Filipino migrants feel welcome in, you know, in the community? Kasi nga, di ba, pagbago ka dito, ang hirap talaga. You have to adjust and start from scratch.
Mahirap.
Yeah. Carrie?
As what I have mentioned a while ago, usually we will undergo kasi yung mga bagong migrants in terms of science. I always rely on science. In the first 6 months, you will feel the homesickness na.
Yeah. Loneliness.
No? Yes. And then there is a plateau daw. When you reach, I think, a year in overseas, you will feel the most homesickness na talaga. So I think the basketball is really the best venue for especially the new migrants to not feel alone and be able to look forward to think of something na after work, okay, may basketball. And mostly na notice ko din na yung mga senior players, they will invite those new players to their homes kasi may kainan, may birthday, and then yung network ng mga new players, it gets bigger then, which is really good.
There's a community talaga sa grupong ito.
Yes.
Kasi hindi lang siya basketball. We welcome you then, of course, yung mga new migrants.
Yes.
Yun yung mahalaga, lalo na sa mga bagong dating.
True. Kaya we usually draft talaga yung mga, especially mga bagong players. Mm-hmm. Kasi gusto namin na they can experience din and ma-feel welcome din sa mga ibang players or teams na established na din.
Meron din ba kayong mga fundraisers, mga events, or mga cultural, you know, events na ginagawa para may mapag-isa yung mga Pinoy? Or sumasali din kayo sa mga yung mga events ng Filipino community dito para mas makilala pa yung grupo?
We have Christmas parties yearly, at least to know more about the members. And then, yung opening day din namin ng sa season, we have games din.
Ah.
And then, mostly, all of the players are required to go to the venue on a certain time. So, nag-gather talaga lahat. So, I think from there, dun nagsisimula yung mga conversations, yung networking. And in terms of events outside of Filipino Bowlers Club, actually marami din. What we usually do with Neil, we ask the events to give us discounts. So that, kasi most of the players din, mga students, international students, and then they find it hard to pay for those certain events. So I told, we usually tell the event promoter, maybe you can give us
discount,
konting discount, and then we can promote it to our club. Nga ganun.
Oo, amazing. And you also said na you nagtuturo din kayo ng basketball sa mga kids below 12. Hindi lang ito para sa mga adults, di ba?
Yes, yes. So, yung FBC Kids last season, yung pinaka-last season nila, we were able to tap on someone to train them.
Mm.
But unfortunately, nag-move na siya to Sydney.
Okay.
Kaya may hiatus muna kami sa kids. Mm-mm. Kasi we want, I noticed the parents, they really prefer training muna
bago
and then may konting league.
Maganda yun para sa mga kids, no? So,
yes.
Sa mga parents natin dyan, abangan ninyo kung magbubukas, kung kailan
yes.
magbubukas muli yung parang basketball para sa mga kabataan. And let's talk about your upcoming league sa katapusan ng August or last week of August. Neil,
yes,
tell us about this league.
Yes, of course. We would like to invite Filipino basketball mm-hmm. players to join us this coming season, season 9 in August 24. And then, yeah, like, be part of the community, and of course we tend to get to know each other as well. So mm-hmm. as what we were saying a while ago, Filipino Ballers Club is not just about basketball, it's about helping everyone here in the community
mm-hmm.
spread the love, spread out, you know, like
spread out pawis.
And of course out, yeah, puputulungan lang tayo kasi at the end of the day we're all Filipinos here, we mm-hmm. try to help each other as much
yes,
as we can.
Yes, true. Kailangan natin yan, and sa pamamagitan ng basketball na sport
yes,
ay nagkakaisa
course.
Yung mga Pilipino dito, no? It's amazing.
Yes.
And when you say league ba, every twice a year, tama ba?
Yes,
league?
So we have it's twice a year, so normally sa first quarter of the year starts around February.
Uh-oh.
And then another season again on August. So, yes.
Oo. Baka iniisip nila, Neil, naku, hindi naman ako ganun kagaling mag-basketball, pero
walang
gusto ko sumali.
Walang problema yan. So, sabi ko kanina, iinom ako ng Panadol and then I'll draft you. I'll try to accommodate Uh-oh. Them and then distribute Uh-oh. Them to, sa Uh-oh. Mga...
Walang
sa
discrimination.
Mga walang discrimination. No matter Uh-oh. Anong skill set mo, hindi man mag-matter yan. So, mm-hmm. yes.
Ayan, ako sa ating mga kababayan, lalo na yung mga international students na naghahanap
yes.
ng community, at syempre yung mga nahilig na din sa basketball mula pa lang sa Pilipinas, hanapin lamang ang grupong Filipino Ballers Club. Paano ba kayo nila mahahanap? Saan kayo matatagpuan?
Yes, of course. Meron kaming Facebook page, which is Filipino Ballers Club. Meron din kaming Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. And then meron din kaming website at www.filipinoballersclub.com.au. So pwede mm-hmm. sila mag-inquire doon.
Mm-hmm.
And then marireceive namin ni Kerry. So, mm-hmm. yun.
Thank you for sharing the story of Filipino Ballers Club. It's good to know na hindi lang sa mga entertainment ang galing ng mga Pinoy, pero syempre sa basketball
of
din.
Course.
At kahit na nasa Australia tayo, ay buhay pa rin ang basketball dito sa ating bansa. Sa bagong bansa na kung saan tayo nakatira.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.